The Bank of Ghana has maintained the policy rate at 19%. The governor of the bank, Dr. Kofi Wampa, in a presentation to the media on developments in the economy, cited positive outlook in the general macroeconomic environment to leave the rate unchanged. He said the latest forecast shows that inflation is likely to stay slightly above the revised target of 13%± 2% by the end of the year. Dr. Wampa said the expected inflows from the Eurobond and the COCO syndicated loan will provide liquidity on the foreign exchange market.
Fiscal pressures and volatilities in exchange rates continue to pose challenges to the economy. This notwithstanding, the latest numbers suggest some stability in the foreign exchange market, as the earlier policy measures, including the cumulative 300 basis points increase in the monetary policy rate so far this year, the 200 basis points increase in the cash reserve ratio, as well as the narrowing of the net open positions of the bank, work through the system. Also, the government's fiscal consolidation efforts are expected to be strengthened under the IMF program, which will also provide additional balance of payments support. In assessing the inflation outlook, the committee observed that inflation is expected to peak in the near term. The latest forecast showed that inflation is likely to stay slightly above the upper band of the revised target of 13%± 2% by end 2014. However, inflation is expected to move within the band in the second half of 2015, barring any adverse shocks. Given these considerations, the committee decided to keep the monetary policy rate unchanged at 19%. The growth outlook is generally positive, based on expected higher cocoa and oil output. In addition, the gas production, which is expected to come on stream from the later part of the year, will help address some of the challenges in the energy sector.
Dr. Wampa said the central bank survey on consumer and business confidence in the economy improved during the second quarter.
Bank of Ghana's CIEA, that's the composite index of economic activity, for the second quarter of 2014 suggests improved activity relative to the same period in 2013. The index registered a year-on-year real growth of 10.8% at the end of June 2014, compared with a growth of 3.3% for the corresponding period in 2013. The main drivers of the improved economic activity for the period under consideration were domestic VAT and DMB's credit to the private sector. The bank's surveys of consumer and business confidence reflected mixed sentiments. The Consumer Confidence Index improved during the August survey, as the index moved to 77.5 from 76.1 in May 2014. The survey respondents were mildly positive about economic prospects. The Business Confidence Index, on the other hand, indicated continued softening in sentiments. The index dipped from 82.8 in March to 78.6 in June 2014. Among the perceptions cited were low prospects for improved capital outlay, sales and revenues, negative sentiments on industrial growth, and heightened inflation expectations.
Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Kofi Wampa.